This is the Tantalk Radio Network. Pulling out all the stops in the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Yeah. Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Sports Connection Radio Network, hour number two. Ben Baseball bought them across from me. Did you see that first hour, how baseball and soccer can play together there, Ben?
They could try and play nice.
It was a great first hour.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
A little more baseball.
Little rowdies, and when you get Rusty's opinion, it's really good. But right now, it's time to switch gears to a topic that near and dear to our world. We just got Body Armor and Coca-Cola beverages involved. They're going to up the ante. We're going to be at a 7-on-7 next Friday, high school football. But one of the teams that we talk about quite often, the Jesuit Tigers, and they got a lot of friends over there. And I thought, you know what's kind of an interesting topic is the success of that juggernaut that they have over there. And you have the same thing at Seminole with your baseball program. Let's talk to Pete Young, who's helped us with this relationship, and see what's going on in the world over there and the number of athletes, student-athletes, that they move into the college ranks, and even the pros. How are you, Pete?
Mike, I'm doing well. How are you?
Thanks for your patience. We got so immersed in conversation with the Rusty Estrada and the little rowdies that I appreciate you taking time to come on in the second hour. So,
I've got a lot of time right now. I'm actually on the road driving back from Georgia, so I've got a few hours to kill.
Okay. Well, we could fill an hour talking about the history and the tradition of Tampa Jesuit sports. And sure. The 2022-23 season's in the books. We're just a few weeks, basically, from the next year. That's how quickly it comes up upon us. But let's talk about this past year, the success you guys had, and then we'll talk a little further back from a history perspective.
Well, it was another really nice year across the board. We had a lot of teams make win region championships, reach state semifinals, reach state finals. Our swimming team was the state runner-up. Football won the region title again for the seventh time in 8 years. They dropped the state semifinal game down at St. Thomas Aquinas this year. Our lacrosse team reached the Final Four for the second straight year. Our soccer team reached the Final Four, the region championship again this year. Our tennis team lost the region final to the team that eventually won the state championship, which was Wiregrass Ranch. They had a great team this year, and they had to have a great team because we had a really good tennis team for them to beat us. Kudos to them. And our baseball team reached the state championship game. That culminated the school year just a couple weeks ago, and unfortunately we dropped that one in extra innings to American Heritage to finish the state runner-up. So it was a really nice year across the board. A lot of our sports teams did really, really well.
Well, I thought we'd given Coach Miguel Menendez a little connection karma like we did last year. I had him on about 3 weeks before, but it didn't come through, so I'm a little upset with my team. I got to talk to Ben. We've got our karma going again for teams that come on the air with us, but still.
Well, it almost
success.
Worked. It'll, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We almost
incredible
got there.
Success story. Yeah, incredible success story. By the way, I may have missed with my ADD. How did Sal's wrestling team do? I knew they had a successful year.
They had another great season as well. He had two state champs this year. Wrestler at 113 repeated as state champion, Roman Lermer. And then we had another one as well. And then we had four other guys who placed on the podium. So they had six guys reach the podium this year. So they had another really good season.
You know, being an Iowan, wrestling is near and dear to my heart. And I remember when I had the team down here, and I'd never met any of these kids. And I looked over, and I think I shared this with you. I said to my right-hand man, I said, it looks like they sent the golf team. I mean, these guys had polos on, you know, the wrestlers up in Iowa, you know, they got the cauliflower ear. They look rough and tough. These guys look like they're getting ready to go play St. Petersburg Country Club. And then when I found out the schools they were going to, one of the twins went to Harvard, didn't he?
That's right. Jack Crook went to Harvard, and Tom Crook went to Virginia Tech. And Tom Crook actually jumped right into the lineup at Virginia Tech, and he was nationally ranked for the entire season, typically somewhere in the teens, 12, 13, 14, 15, right around there. So he had a spectacular true freshman season at Virginia Tech.
I'll never forget that family. They're from, their parents are from Bettendorf, Iowa, and he named his son after Tom Brands.
Right, of course.
Unbelievable. I've got an Iowa up on deck to come on next, and she's just over here laughing. She's from Brooklyn, Iowa. But
Mike, there's an amazing documentary on the Big Ten Network about the Brands brothers. I don't know if you've had a chance to see it, but it's certainly worth checking out. I just saw it again for the second time the other night. It's really good stuff.
I saw it, and they grew up 50 miles from my hometown in Sheldon, Iowa, and I have friends that went to school with them, and they said they were in fights constantly. You know who they were fighting? Each other.
Each other.
They said epic brawls between the Brands brothers. So as you take a look back at the year, do you keep a barometer of how many kids advanced to continue being student-athletes out of Jesuit on an annual basis?
I typically don't count it up, but this year I actually have for a couple reasons. We've had a couple extra signing ceremonies at the end of the year for kids who are signing now. There was one just a couple weeks ago. We had a basketball player sign with Florida Tech, Alex Kruska, and Jake Glover, a baseball player. He signed to play at Suwannee in Tennessee. And then we're going to actually have one more this week, and it's going to be our 30th signee of the year, and it's Devin Stevens. And he's going to run track at Arkansas Little Rock. So we've had 30 guys this year who signed, including a couple football players who are going to be in your favorite state, with Jared Bowie, who signed with the Hawkeyes, and Andre Morris, who signed with Northern Iowa.
Going to be a Panther. Yeah, and didn't Coach Bowles' son, did he end up going to Georgia?
He did. He signed with the two-time defending national champs. So he'll be up in Athens. He's probably already there. I really don't know for sure. But I would imagine he's already up there and getting part of their workouts and being a part of that great program.
Did he run track this year? Because that's why I loved the story of this kid. You know, his father, of course, an NFL coach and an outstanding athlete in his own right. And then he has the success he has at Jesuit. And then someone told me, well, he also ran on the 4x1. Did he do that this year?
He did run the 4x1 last year. He didn't run the 4x1 this year, but you know who did was Jarrett Bowie, who is the wide receiver signee with Iowa. And that 4x1 relay, they broke the school record three times this year. So he's part of the school record time in the 4x100. It's Jarrett Bowie, along with Andre Gilbert, who is a football player who signed with Navy, and then a couple of others, including Donovan Terry, who's our top track athlete, who had a spectacular season, broke a whole bunch of school records in the 100, the 200, and in that 4x100 relay.
Our Iowa Hawkeyes need speed, so keep sending them up there for us, will you? Ben's looking at me like rolling his eyes. Please quit talking about Iowa. Anyway, they got their tentacles down here because we do need speed. And, you know, track and field, I think, down here doesn't get the respect and the exposure and the coverage because, you know, baseball's so prevalent and spring football's so prevalent. You agree with that statement,
right,
Pete?
Absolutely, for sure. You know, we were just talking about that 4x100 relay. The guy who typically ran the first leg, Justin Thurman, he's a really fast-rising prospect for Jesuit. He's going to be a junior this fall, and he's been making the rounds during spring football practice. His profile shot up in recruiting circles, and he's been attending a lot of the camps at the various colleges around the country. And he's gotten some big offers recently, including the University of Florida and Notre Dame and so forth. So like you said, football, there's football season, there's spring football season, there's recruiting season, and that takes up about 11 of the 12 months of the year.
Yeah. Let's talk briefly about, because I just had a meeting with his uncle. Let's talk about the youngster, I think he's going to be a sophomore now, the quarterback for the Jesuit Tigers this year, who transferred over from Northside Christian, and he's just an amazing young athlete. Talk a little bit about him.
Yeah, Will Griffin. So, yeah, Will played varsity as an eighth grader at Northside Christian, and he came to Jesuit for his freshman year last year, and he took over the starting job, I'll say week four or so, which is pretty amazing for a true freshman coming into a big program to earn that position at that point in time. And he did a really good job, had a great season, got us all through the region championship again and into the state semifinal. And he's generated a lot of attention in recruiting circles. I've already seen a couple of rankings that have him at 100 players in this class, even top 50 in some of the rankings, one of the top five quarterbacks. And he physically he seems much older. He looks like he could be a sophomore in college instead of entering his sophomore year of high school. He's a big, strong kid, and he's very poised as a player, and he does a really nice job overall.
Yeah, his uncle Ryan and I do a little business together, and he's got a brother in the wings that seem to be just as talented.
Well, maybe he'll be a Jesuit Tiger someday, too.
I bet there's no maybe. I probably a guarantee. Well, I appreciate you taking time on your trip back and sharing some information with us. It's always a pleasure, Pete. I look forward to this upcoming season when we're expanding our reach. We're going to be doing play-by-play live. We launched a new, and I'll send you an email on floridasportsstream.com, and it will have high school coverage. We're going to have boys, girls. We're going to make certain that we add more. There's not enough high school coverage in this marketplace, and with the relationships we've developed the last 2 years, now we're ready to put the pedal to the metal, and it's from guys like you that have been supportive of us that I made this decision, and we've gotten corporate support too.
That's fantastic news. I'm really excited to hear that. We've worked really hard on our live streaming, getting it up and going for baseball and football and basketball. We've had a little bit of soccer and lacrosse in there with the live streaming also, but to hear that you guys are doing that, that's great. We'll get you out to a wrestling meet. You can interview our state champions, Draven McCall and Roman Lermer, and we'll go from there.
We'll do that. And one of these days during the summer, come on over. We've got you a golfer?
You know, I just golfed a few days ago up here in Georgia. It was the first time in a year, and I wasn't terrible, so I'm kind of excited about it.
Well, we've got two golf simulators right now. I'm sitting in the bay of the lower nine as I do the show. And come on over, bring some of the coaches before they get real busy, and I'll buy you some beverages and a bite, and we can talk about high school 23, 24. How about that?
That's a great idea. I like it, Mike.
I'll send you an email. Drive carefully, my man, and have a great weekend.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. You too.
You betcha. That's Pete Young with Jesuit Tigers, and of course brought to you by our good friends at Body Armor and Coca-Cola Beverages. Now we're going to switch gears. We're going to start this conversation, then we'll take a break, and I'm looking forward to this conversation. Now, how do you pronounce her name?
I got it written down here, Mike.
Written down.
Yeah. Columba Hetty, right?
Columba Hetty, I had it.
Easy peasy.
Now, it was going to roll off of my tongue, and I didn't have to look at anything except for my handwriting. Welcome to the show, Dr. Emily.
Columba Hetty.
Columba Hetty from Brooklyn, Iowa, God's country, the University of Iowa Hawkeye. How are you, dear?
Very good. Thanks so much for having me on air.
Exactly. Where's Ruggles at?
So a little miscommunication. He's over in Orlando right now, but he is here in spirit.
Well, we could have had him call in, but we don't need him. A couple of Hawkeyes talking about. So why don't you talk about is it a clinic? Is it a process you've created? Talk about this and it's for neurological issues.
It is.
You need to educate the old man here.
Of course. So I am the Chief Clinical Officer over at Genesis Brain Institute. So we do help people that have neurological conditions.
I got all kinds up here.
Anyone does after living a rich life. We kind of joke that if you have a brain, you can probably get it to work better. So we've worked with a lot of teens, young adults, other people through life as they try to maximize their brain's performance. I mean, there's a lot of different technologies available these days that weren't available in years past that the professional teams get access to. And I'm really excited to be able to give access to the high school, the collegiate players here in Tampa, St. Pete as well.
Well, you know, Ben Botham, he's a teacher and a coach, but he was a baseball player. He went to Savannah State. Now he's coaching the kids at Seminole High. Someone like a quarterback or a pitcher, they really got to use their mind. Believe it or not, he has one.
Sometimes it's working.
People question him because he's hanging out with me. We thought you were smarter than that. But talk about how you can assist. Let's say a baseball pitcher.
Of course. So you can imagine that sports is more than just physical. Most of it is in your head, right? It's a head game. It's a mind game out there. And amazing players choke all the time because they're not able to handle the stress.
That's they always say the six inches between the ears is the issue. Isn't that a term that people use? And it's so true.
So the thought with that is that we can actually improve your mental health, improve your visual motor reaction speed, so how fast your eyes and your brain can process visual stimulation. We can train you to stay calmer, control your heart rate, control your breathing, and we can use virtual reality to put you in stressful situations that you can then overcome with training.
So is this something that can like help people with the yips, you know, a pitcher who can't throw over to first base or a catcher?
How about a golfer with the yips?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Improving peripheral vision, improving that processing speed, that deductive reasoning. You have to make quick decisions all the time, and every second counts. So with some of the training that we've been able to do with our clients and patients, we're able to improve that visual motor action speed by 40 milliseconds. But, you know, if the balls are getting thrown at 90 miles per hour, that's an extra 5 feet that you get to make decisions accurately.
That's pretty interesting.
Can you imagine how good you would have been if you would have met her back in the day?
Hey, Mike, I might have gone to the league. You never know.
This is very intriguing as you examine, you know, the world we live in now and all the physical things. I mean, as I say, these athletes are fine-tuned machines, but you also need the computer or, you know, the head to drive this fine-tuned machine, and you guys are addressing that. You've got a heck of an upside to this in this particular sector. Aside from helping people that really need the assistance, this is just an added asset for an athlete, but it's still pretty stinking cool.
And we're seeing a lot of student athletes, especially post-COVID, you know, learning challenges, ADD, ADHD. So we can kind of, you know, tell the parents we can help with school, let them focus better in classes, help them with how they're reading and how they're processing that cognitive information. But then the student athletes don't mind feeling calmer, you know, while they're up to bat.
So is this all like science-based stuff? Because I've seen some crazy things that you know, coaches and teams have done, like hiring a hypnotist to try and get a catcher.
You've been watching Major League movie too much.
I promise you, I saw
Voodoo Lady,
the catcher for I forgot what team we were playing, but the team actually hired a hypnotist to try and have him be able to throw the ball to second base.
What?
He could throw the ball to first, to third, to the pitcher, everywhere, but he couldn't throw the ball to second base. He couldn't get through. It was a mental block. And so there's so
can you help him there?
So with mental blocks, you have to imagine there's some sort of anxiety with that, something going on where the different brain waves in the different brain regions, usually the frontal lobe, aren't creating the connections efficiently. Sometimes that part of your brain communicates not enough, in which case we just have to make it communicate more often. But a lot of times with anxiety, it's over-communication, it's overthinking, it's getting in your own head. So we can use technologies like neurofeedback, which is a computer-brain interface, where we can retrain your brain waves to remain in more appropriate...
Where were you 45 years ago for my brain?
I was not here yet.
You could have reprogrammed this brain. I would have gotten through a lot of things that I screwed up.
And that's where it's fun, doing what we do. We get to work with performance enhancement, but I also get to work with people that have had concussions or brain injuries, or, you know, they've been playing ball all their life and now they're retired and they were wildly successful, but they just don't enjoy their day-to-day life because of the compounding effects of playing NFL or even high school and
CTE.
Exactly. So
I've got quite a few friends that were in the league, and I've got people that have written books and lost loved ones playing in the league. And CTE is the real deal. And my passion was boxing. Same thing for boxers. You know, this MMA, I watch this and I just think these poor guys are all going to, and girls are going to all have CTE without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, it's barbarian. And I love boxing. But anyway.
No, it truly is. And being able to go from your match or your fight or your game and then go into a rehabilitative environment where you get hyperbaric oxygen therapy to help repair your muscles, but also to help repair your brain. If they were getting that after every match, after every practice, who knows where they could be 30 years after their sport? They might not have those consequences, but science is too new to know.
Yeah, so would you say you're able to get players to come back a little bit faster after a concussion? Because when I
absolutely
because I
oh my gosh when every NFL team should want this.
Yeah,
And that's where a lot of the teams, they don't like using that C word, concussion.
No, because of the implications, and it's sad, and that's some of the things that my friends have had to do. They've actually had to put together class action suits, and she lives right here in St. Pete's, a very good friend of mine, Brandy Winans, because the NFL, no matter what you say, and you know this is correct, likes to turn a blind eye to it. You know, they start using the term concussion protocol. It's just BS. Because when you're out in the streets, like I know some friends of mine that even had drug issues, the NFL didn't want anything to do with them. And there you are nodding your head because you're right. And you've seen this, Ben.
Yeah, so what would be like the process of that? Because when I had my concussion when I played baseball, I got hit back in the head by a ball. And pretty much all they said was, hey, just go home, just hang out. And that was it. I waited.
Lay down, put some ice on your head.
It was like a month later, and then all of a sudden, you know, you keep doing your tests. They ring you through there. They're like, can you remember these numbers, these words? Nothing really assisted me in getting better.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of what they do is just say rest until you feel better, but there's not objective data for the brain. Well, I'm here to tell you that is old news. That is old science. We have come so far in terms of concussion rehabilitation and finding ways to measure your brain health. It's not just asking you a couple of questions and hoping you don't fake it, you know, on the initial test.
Sure.
So we use QEEGs, which is quantitative encephalograms. So it's a fancy way of saying that we can measure your electrical activity in your brain and the different regions of your brain, how fast, how slow. And there are markers of concussion that are very obvious that I see show up in my clinic time and time again that lets me know that brain's not healed. Mm-hmm. You might feel well enough to play, but if you go back out there, especially in these contact sports, and your brain's not 100%, you're opening yourself up for not reacting fast enough, not using.
You see it in boxing all the time, guys. You know, they call them punch drunk.
Yep.
And it's so sad. You know, Muhammad Ali, God rest his soul, was a prime example of that towards the end of his career. He took so many shots to his head. I took a ton of shots to my head. You know, I boxed from the time I was five and was in a gym till about 24, 25. And, you know, trainers would say, get back in there. You're okay, dude. You know, a little smell and salt. Can you imagine today's world? And they still do it in MMA and in boxing. So it's really bad. Let's get off sports just for a second. What about the aging brain, dementia, Alzheimer's? It's at the forefront of my mind because my mother's in her mid-80s, and I'm seeing this progression, and I'm doing everything, you know, holistic, and have her doing puzzles and making sure she's interactive and watching the news. Is there the possibility that they can make some breakthroughs in that respect?
Stimulation is key. So what you're doing is fantastic. Keeping her stimulated, engaged, the puzzles. But when you're looking at brain performance, you need stimulation, but specificity and repetition are also key. So there are tons of research studies out there showing that near-infrared lasers can improve blood flow to the brain. The hyperbaric oxygen chamber can improve brain health. The TMS, which is transcranial magnetic stimulation, can activate areas of the brain that perhaps are losing its quickness or losing the actual density in that region. A lot of people that have dementias, their brains are literally shrinking. So if you can find ways to reactivate the brain, and not just the whole brain, because people are really good at compensating, but activate the areas of the brain that are weak and only work on those weak links, you can make huge strides. And sometimes along the way, it's not about getting better, but it's about making sure people don't get worse. But prevention's an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, right? I think Ben Franklin said that. So being able to get in at the first...
You are an old soul. So is he pulling a Ben Franklin line around me. That's what about the era I was born in. And, you know, so does your medical insurance cover this?
So
let's talk about how people get involved.
Yeah, of course. Some insurances will cover some aspects, but no insurance company likes covering everything. We kind of have a joke.
Of course not.
If the medical insurance doesn't cover it, it's probably a good chance it'll actually work for you. So it's not that we don't want to accept insurance, is that they just don't want to accept us.
What do they think? You're, you know, voodoo medicine?
They hate the fact that I want to see my patients multiple times in 1 week. They don't get it. And then when I try to argue with them that, yes, but your genes replicate, you have an early immediate gene response every 2 hours, an early delayed genetic response every 48 hours. Why would I wait over 48 hours to have another treatment when I can piggyback on that initial genetic expression and make permanent changes faster? But then I'm arguing with someone on the phone that maybe doesn't even have a bachelor's degree, let alone a medical degree, and they just say it's not
understand.
Program, yeah.
Well, that's ridiculous, but and again, we could argue that topic. That's for a 5-day podcast on the reasoning from the pharmaceutical perspective of the world, and not a fan of that world. Anyway, so how did you run into FCA Sports and John Ruggles, and where's that fit?
Actually, his son came to us for treatment. During COVID, a lot of these high-performing student athletes got ripped away from their schools, their social circles, their support systems. They stopped being as physically active, and a lot of kids really battled depression. So being able to work firsthand with his son, Ben, and seeing the changes that could be made quite quickly, I think that the Ruggles just fell in love with what we do, and to the point where John's even asked to help us, you know, continue to grow the clinic.
You know, and don't take offense to this, but old school guy, you know, German Irish, you know, just a perfect hard head. When I hear, oh, well, you know, all these kids during this COVID era are struggling with depression and you know, and the old school is like, well, boo hoo. You know, we all went through it. Suck it up. Why do you think there's such a prevalent, a number of that generation that impacted more than the old school, because our brain has been, you know, programmed to tough it out?
I think there is something to be said about the expression that hard times make good men make easy times make soft men, right? So they grew up with a lot of amenities that, you know, I growing up in Iowa, I was outside every day. I just crave being outside, being stimulated. But being on the screens, being on the phones, there's a lot of components. Our food's not as nutritious. So yes, I hear what you're saying with the older generation, maybe toughing it out more. But I think we're also seeing how toughing it out had its negative consequences too.
Well, to your longevity, I can assure you that. You know, you just look around at my generation, mid-60s and 70s, you know, tough it out, don't want to go to the doctor. You're looking at a prime example here. Now I've gotten holistic. I've turned into a nut job. The things I consume and stay away from. So how do people get a hold of you? And the website?
Yeah, our website is genesisbraininstitute.org. You can always give us a call.
Got that, Ben?
Yeah. Okay, I'll down.
I will say there's not very many Dr. Columba Headies in the world. My grandfather was the first. So if you just Google my name, if you can find a way to spell it right, you'll be directed right towards Genesis Brain Institute.
Ruggles sent me, there's like this app that helps you with pronunciation. So Ruggles sent me an audio of how to pronounce your name, and we still butchered it.
I think I did all right. I had it on the phone.
Oh, I'll give you a pat in the back.
There we go.
All right. Well, young lady, so you went to high school at Brooklyn High?
BGM.
BGM, yep. They merged. I covered high school sports. I had a company for 20 years covering all the high school sports in the state. So I knew all the small little towns and their consolidation. I liked Brooklyn. I drove through there, stopped a couple of times. So then you went to the University of Iowa for undergrad and grad?
Undergrad, and then I came down to Florida for my master's and doctorates.
Okay, what'd you go down here?
I went to Palmer and then the Carrick College.
You went to Palmer?
I did.
Out of Davenport, Iowa?
So I was in Davenport, Iowa, signing up, like finishing my acceptance, and there was a tiny checkbox that said, do you want to go to the Davenport campus, the Port Orange campus, or the San Jose campus? And I had just gotten out of the Iowa National Guard, and I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm only young one. So I checked the box for Port Orange and I moved down to Florida later that year.
Bravo. I probably have a dozen buddies that went to Palmer in the state of Iowa. Well, I appreciate you coming down one more time. That website,
GenesisBrainInstitute.org.
And you just got to pull your Hawkeye card anytime you want to come and be on the air.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime. Go Hawks.
All right, young lady. Thanks for coming down. All right, we're going to take a break and then we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little I'm going to give you the horses. We're going to talk a little 155th Belmont Stakes with Bob Bauer from Tampa Downs. We'll be back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
The first quarter is over.
Never show weakness. The only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Rowdies fans, your Tampa Bay Rowdies are back at Al Lang Stadium in downtown St. Petersburg, Saturday, June 10th at 7:30 p.m. Join us for post-game fireworks after the match and get your tickets now by visiting us at rowdiesoccer.com. Come on, you Rowdies!
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. What a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season. The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront. Ice pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network. Pulling out all the stops in the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Yeah. Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Well, welcome back. If we wind things down, it's been an interesting day on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection there, Ben Botham.
Oh, it certainly has. It was some great guests. You know, maybe I'll have to go see the concussion doctor myself, get my head right.
Well, that's not happening. And I sure as hell am not taking this.
You think they do group discounts with the two of us in there, Mike?
Yeah. Well, we would be a case study, I'll tell you what. But I am a case. Anyway, we're brought to you by our good friends at Body Armor. Coca-Cola Beverages just stepped up to the plate. They're going to support us in our entire vast world that we're expanding. We're looking at some new affiliates as well. And, of course, we're very excited about Florida sportsstream.com and doing live high school sports in 23-24, and that's going to be supported by our good friends at Body Armor Coca-Cola Beverages, and of course Ice Pick Vodka, Shipyard Brewing, and Sea Dogs, where at Sea Dogs now you can go there and have a Champa Bay on Tuesdays. They got Taco Tuesday over by me.
You know, I love Taco Tuesday.
And they have Wings Wednesday.
Wing Wednesday.
Yeah.
All right. I like the sound of that, Mike. And the Champa
Bay. You just call and I'll meet you over there.
Okay.
And we'll go over there and have a pint. In fact, I've got about 100 pints for Sea Dog Brewery. I'm going to be giving away. If you happen to be listening to the show, you come down, just ask for me, and I'll take good care of you. But right now, he's going to take good care of us because he's going to educate us in the world of horse racing. And he has been kind enough every year since I met him 3 years ago. He's Bob Bauer, and, of course, he's a handicapper. He's out of Tampa Downs, and it is the 155th Belmont Stakes today. How are you, my friend?
I'm pretty good, Mike.
Nice conversation. The other day, I didn't realize that your talents and your world experiences were as vast as they are. And I'll tell you what, that adds to the allure of you being a handicapper here in the fourth quarter of life. I think it's really cool and probably something you thoroughly enjoy.
Oh, yeah. And I've been a handicapper for a while. I worked for the St. Pete Times back in the late 80s and early 90s as their horse racing guy.
The good old days when you got a daily paper and it had local content. I hearken for those. That's why I'm a big fan of the New York Post. I pick it up daily just because it has the best sports page in America, without a shadow of a doubt. And that's where I've been pulling all my Belmont Stakes information. So let's talk about this final Triple Crown final race today and the horses involved. And who do you like?
I really am excited over number 3, Arcangelo. There are some years where I say that Belmont is a wide open thing. I expect this horse to be huge this afternoon at 8-1 on the morning line.
Arcangelo.
Yes. Won the Peter Pan Stakes, a grade 3 event at Belmont on May 13th as a prep for this race. And was running very well late at 1 1/8, and sets him up perfectly for this 1.5 mile effort today, I believe.
Hey, for our audience out there that don't understand, you know, the Triple Crown starts. Crown starts with the at Churchill Downs, of course, the Kentucky Derby, and then we go to the Preakness, and now you wind up the Belmont. What's the differences in distance and tracks? You know, they say courses for horses, and explain that to
horses for courses. They say that. And it is true to an extent. Certain horses like certain, venues to race. They like the air there, or they like the way the track feels under their feet. Just like certain golfers play better on certain courses. It's an individual preference kind of a thing. But anyway, it certainly benefits Arcangelo that he's had a prep race over the Belmont track and did very well and comes off a win. He's coming back to try to make it 2 in a row.
So what's the distance at the Derby, the distance at Preakness and Belmont?
Okay, the Derby is 1.25 miles, or what's called 12 furlongs. A furlong is 1/8 of a mile.
Okay.
So 1.25 miles for the Derby, 1 1/3 miles for the Preakness, which is a little bit of a turn back in distance. And then the Belmont, of course, is a test of champions at 1.5 miles.
So it's 1.5 miles, and that's what, when people are talking about, it's a different track for the horses, and they need a little. It's kind of like a guy going from the 800 meters to the 1500 meters, maybe not that drastic.
Or a guy used to running, a 1 or 2 miles, and now he's in a marathon. Because 1.5 miles is considered a marathon distance in the horse racing world. And most of these horses will never run 1.5 miles again in their careers. There are a few distance specialists out there that, specialize in running, 1 3/8 miles, 1.5 miles, maybe even up to 2 miles. But that's a rare thoroughbred, though.
Say hello to my right hand man, Ben Botham. He's got a pick that he wants to ask you about.
Okay. So my inside info here, just because I'm a baseball guy, I really like Hit Show number 7 here, 10-1 odds. He's a gray colt, and I like the name of it. Kind of goes along
Hit
with
Show. Kind of like the Rays right now.
Exactly.
Go to the Hit Show, Bob.
I got a good feeling about him. How am I looking with that pick?
He has a chance. I'll say this, he has been
That's
resting since the Kentucky Derby, And he tries, he's a stranger in the race. He's never been at Belmont Park yet. He has not worked out at Belmont Park yet. So who knows?
I like
that. Very healthy price.
Okay, so the racing season's over. But today, as we sit down here at Ferg's and Ben and I, we've got our picks. And we can go over to Tampa Downs and place a bet on the Belmont, certainly. Right?
Yes, Tampa Bay Downs has a full simulcast parlor where you can watch and wager on tracks from all across the country. Free admission, air-conditioned comfort, food and beverage service available. It's a great place. Also, now, there's a golf facility there where you can work on your golf game. Or you can go to the poker room and try your hand at the card games.
I do love that facility over. I just wish that the state of Florida would get with it and they'd figure out how to spread the wealth in the sports gambling world, and that would change the dynamics dramatically of places like Tampa Downs. It happened in my home state, and you and I talked about it, at Prairie Meadows, and that's enhanced the horse racing with
it certainly does.
Yeah, of the gambling, and then you add the sports book in there, and then of course, then you have your season. Now, am I able to come out to Tampa Downs this summer when they're running at Prairie Meadows, even though it's not a known track in Des Moines, Iowa, but it's been around for almost 30 years? Well, can I place bets there too?
Certainly, you can bet on any thoroughbred track across the country at Tampa.
Ben, we're going to Tampa Downs. We're going to say we know Bob Bauer.
And they'll let us in the front door, huh? We might have to go in the back door. You know,
right? Maybe they'll show you to the back door.
You're going to have to tell us where the back door's at. I got a question looking at this field. What the hell is the deal with Tappet Shoes and Tappet Trice? Same owner? And what is Tappet? Any idea?
Tappet is one of the most famous sires of distance horses in the game right now. And he was a very well-known, well-route horse in his racing career. And actually, Tappet is the sire of the one horse, Tappet Shoes. He's the sire of number two, Tappet Trice. And he's a sire of number three, Arcangelo's Mom.
Wow.
So there's a lot of Tappet blood in this field here, no doubt about that.
Must have been pretty special blood, my man. All right. I always appreciate our conversations. When you get back from up north and going up and seeing the family, why don't we get together and visit? I'll buy you lunch and a beverage down here at Ferg's, and we can share some more skiing conversation, and you can educate me on the world of gambling.
I will, you know.
All right, my man.
Good luck now. Put a couple bucks on that number three today.
All right. Have a great weekend. Thanks, Bob.
Okay, my friend. Take care.
That's Bob Bauer and handicapper. This guy's done all kinds of things, but that'd be kind of a cool job.
Yeah, not too shabby. I mean, I love it down there at Tampa Bay Downs. I went for the, what was it called? The Kentucky Derby. Everyone was all dressed up for that. It was a fun little event. It was crowded, Mike. It was packed to the gills.
Well, one of the things that I proposed down here was having a derby party. We're going to actually do something comparable to the derby parties because we're going to do the British Open on the tee, Florida. Oh. And we're moving that to Thursday nights. So we're going to have people dressing up and like they're at the Open. We're going to do it next year for the Masters. But maybe if I can get Tampa Downs as a sponsor, we're going to rock and roll with parties up here. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, Mike, I know you've been talking a little bit about golf now. Maybe you talked about it on the last show, but what do you think about this LIV and PGA merger that's going on, Mike?
Well, we did talk about it, but share some of the thoughts with this audience as, we're basically just a variety show here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection all over the place.
Because I was a little bit perplexed by it. I didn't quite understand a lot of the stuff that was going on.
You don't need to be perplexed as a person on the outside. It's this simple. Greed.
Greed. Okay, fair enough.
Money. The things that drive the world, and it's just sickening. I've got my opinion, and I'll share it with you when we get off the air. But right now, he's our prep connection wizard, your buddy, your fellow Seminole, and the voice of Seminole High School Sports. He's Brad Richardson, and thanks for coming on. I know you took the day off, but we got a great Saturday, Friday coming up when we do 7-on-7 out there at One Buck Place, and you and I and Ben, and we'll bring in the youngsters, the interns. It'll be an absolute blast. But you've got an all-star event prior to that, don't you?
Yes, I do. And good seeing you, Mike. Good hearing from you, Mike, and of course, Benny. Monday, big news there is the Pinellas versus Hillsboro Senior All-Star Game down at Tropicana Field. I can announce this now. Yours truly will be PA announcing that game. So all those All-Stars, Hillsboro, Pinellas, they're going to hear me saying their names. So definitely going to be a great day for me and then definitely a bigger day for them. So.
Well, one thing, Brad, you got that recognition last year, and obviously you stepped up to the plate and did a superb job. So bravo for you, man. Your passion for high school sports in this area at your age goes unmatched, and I'm blessed to have you involved in the Prep Connection. And we got some exciting news to the people. I mean, we're going to be doing a separate podcast on FloridaSportsStream.com. I'll make a decision on whether we put it over the radio broadcast airwaves as the fall approaches, but it's a niche that needs input and guys like you that follow each and every one of the sports. So I'm looking forward to the fall of 2023, and we'll kick it off literally over at One Buck Place on Friday. 32 teams, 1,000 athletes. You know, you heard John Ruggles last week there, and this is kind of cool, Ben. I think they're doing the big man's challenge. And yep. So the big uglies get some love, and then they're doing the skill. Oh, they're doing the long snappers. Remember?
Yeah, they're doing the long snapper thing. Yeah. We talked about that last week.
Yeah, which I think is really cool. Thinking outside the box. I think John Ruggles, the president of FCA Sports. I think he was a lineman and probably a snapper, and he gets tired of all the skill position contests that they have out there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, even he talked last week about how he's trying to get players to be, versatile on the field, not just, saying, oh, I want to be a quarterback or, I want to be this, I want to be that. And, you got to try different positions just to get a better understanding of the game and where you can fit in certain situations of the game, especially when it comes down to the wire. So
we just talked to Pete Young. He's the assistant athletic director over at Jesuit High. I like to talk to them. And Ben brought up a good point. We've discussed this numerous times. Programs that are rich in tradition, and your own Seminole Warhawks are rich in tradition on the baseball side. And Benny, what did you say? There's 40?
Yeah, we hung up a new kind of sign on the entrance to Brinker Field. I believe it's over 40 guys who have been drafted or who have been selected by an MLB team that have come from Seminole.
That is correct. Yep, it's right over there now. That was actually put up, I think it was around the time of the beginning of the season, like around the Georgiades tournament, that was hung up, so... That was a great thing to think of.
So we're more than happy to put more names on there. So hopefully more Seminole boys get on that board.
Well, and the beauty is you guys have success and tradition. You got the right man at the helm. He's fortunate to have young blood that's got that emotional tie in you. And we were talking about Jesuit, and it's amazing in this area coming from Iowa, all the high school talent that is out there and that advances to the colleges. And you heard Pete Young. He's got guys going to Iowa. He's got people going to the University of Northern Iowa. They've got them going to D2s. And that's the beauty of it. There's college opportunities that exist out there. And you'll probably be on the call on Monday. And the majority of those kids, if they wanted to, could have an opportunity to play baseball somewhere in America.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, already seeing the ones that are on here, I mean, you have a lot of Calvary kids that are going to be there. Dunedin's big kid, Jacob Regal, the pitcher on there, he's going to be there.
Where's he going? We had him down here. Where's he going?
Off the top of my head, I cannot remember at the moment.
I think it's an SEC school.
Oh, that'd be great.
It might have been Mississippi State. We'll research that.
Look back and listen to that podcast to get because I know at one point one of them was still I think waiting to get a confirmation of the school that he was going to, and I think that was Trey Beard. So, but I can't recall off the top of my head right now. But there's going to be a lot of, getting back to the All-Star game, there's going to be a lot of them. I mean, I got to give a quick shout out to our Seminole players. Tyler Saunders, Christian New, Luke Carey. They did a lot of great stuff this season for them. They're definitely going to be there. And, one thing I found out is that, I think I mentioned this last week, Dan Wheeler, former Tampa Bay pitcher, Dan Wheeler, he's going to be one of the assistant coaches at that game. And, of course, California Christian's own Greg Olson.
How cool is that for these youngsters to have a guy that's been in the league?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely, you know, you get a chance to hear that perspective from them, and they also tell you, like, hey, you got to work this hard to get there. I mean, it's a very small percentage of players that will make it into the majors going through the minor league system. So it's a lot of work. So.
Well, right now we've got the College World Series. We'll talk about that a little bit. Florida advanced yesterday. I love the College World Series. Growing up, and I got to get you there, Ben. Growing up 90 miles from there, from Omaha, and that entire city just becomes electric for the College World Series. When it was at Rosenblatt, it was bigger because you didn't have the Super Regionals. Everybody went to Omaha, and it was an absolute party and a blast with all these different teams assembling on it. The biggest city in a state of 1 million, and it was a blast. It still is, and it's downtown. Yeah. And it's a new stadium, but it's very cool. You fellas need to get there.
Definitely. Make the pilgrimage here, Benny.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. That was something we always were striving for as a Division I school, as baseball players. That was our chant at the end of every game, at the end of every workout. It was always Omaha, Omaha, Omaha. That's what we wanted.
Here's my question, fellas. We got about 3 minutes, real quick. Why do we only have in the Super Regionals, which basically was the Sweet 16? We're down to the Elite Eight. Only University of Florida representing the state. Ridiculous. You have the same thing happened in football and even in basketball. You have these incredible athletes and they're all fleeing the state. In baseball, Florida State should be there. Miami did get in, but Florida State didn't get in. And I think FAU was another one that got in the final 48. But it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know how some of these schools are able to pull kids out of Florida. I mean, there's such great talent here. I know I wouldn't want to leave.
I think they're talking about facilities. I mean, it's a facilities issue.
That is true. I mean, Vanderbilt, they just released one of their renderings for their new stadium, and it looks nicer than some MLB ballparks. It's unbelievable what some of these schools are coming up
with. Well, Vandy's got deep pockets.
They certainly.
Vandy is Vandy.
Come on. I mean, it's Vandy. I mean, come on.
Vandy is the Harvard of the East. Hey, fellas, we got to wind things down. Thanks, Ben. We'll talk. Ben, across from me. Thanks, Bradley. We'll be talking to you, and we'll get the plans for Friday. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Benny and Mike, look forward to seeing you Friday.
All right, man. So for Forrest Lasso, Jim Hart, Oresti Estrada, Pete Young, Bob Bauer, John Ruggles, Brad Richardson, of course, Ben Botham, Joe Boudreau, Big Ed on the controls today, the big guy. Thanks for listening to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Wishing you and your families a fabulous weekend. God bless you. God bless America. Go Rays. And as always, be sure to have a championship week.